Game show tunes are so peppy. Love that, yeah. Folks. Happy Friday, everybody. I am Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every Friday at 3 o'clock, we do a little segment called Ask Maggie. And before we get to more of that, I want to congratulate Scott from Stoughton, who had the right answer to our Brewers trivia question and who has won two box tickets to the April 19th game against the Oakland A's at 6:10. Congratulations, Scott. The trivia question was, who has the single season record for RBIs for the Milwaukee Brewers? My hint was, I have a signed baseball from this gentleman, and it is none other than Prince Fielder. Yeah, Big Prince had the most RBIs in a season with 141, which is just blazing. Robin Yount had 114 RBIs in 1982. Cecil Cooper stacked up a bunch. Let's see, Richie Sexson, Gorman Thomas had a big year too. That was one of the answers, but not the right answer. Jeremy Burnett's. Anyways, congratulations to Scott from Stoughton. I hope you enjoy the game. Maybe I'll see you there. I don't know if that's one of my Brewers 12-pack game day tickets, but enjoy that game. Scott, we're going to give away two more tickets starting at 3:30 with another trivia question. So if you missed your chance here, keep it locked. Want to thank Cherie and Madison, Dennis from Milwaukee, Dave for getting in on the action, Chris out of Madison, Michael from the 608, Kevin from Green Bay, and John from Madison. Thank you all for participating. Wonderful Barb on 92.7. All such good fun. Love it. Jamie, back to you for more Ask Maggie.
All right. And Scott, by the way, I'll get you your tickets. I'll transfer those over to you in just a little bit after we wrap up the show and all that good stuff. So you'll expect those this afternoon over at the MLB ballpark app. All right. So this is a really great question. And I love this. This comes to us from Penny, who listens in the Appleton area. She says I just love this email that I got from her. She loves your show, Maggie. And she was listening on Tuesday when you read a text from a gentleman who called you a leftist. Now, Penny says that she's very centered and center in mm-hmm. politics, and she's voted for both parties, depending on the candidate. She says her dad, who is a farmer, has always voted Republican and isn't able to listen to the show often. But when he does, he mostly agrees with you. Hmm. Now, he's even told Penny a couple of times, I'd like to sit down and have a cup of coffee with that Maggie Dawn. I love that. So here is Penny's question. She says, why is it okay for MAGAs to celebrate a win, but when a Democrat wins in a much larger margin than Trump did in November, why do Democrats always have to sit down and be so quiet? She says she's tired of worrying about their feelings, and she wants to know how we get past this. Cal, we're going to give Maggie 60 seconds for this one to answer how we get past all of this. Can we call it drama? Is that essentially what it is? Is it
double standardy drama? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 60 seconds. So we'll let you answer this one.
First of all, Penny, please do email Jamie back or askmaggie@civicmedia.us, because if I'm ever in your neck of the woods, I'd be more than happy and privileged to sit down and have a cup of coffee with your dad and talk about things. First of all, I just completely reject the double standards. I'm going to celebrate our victories, but I'm never going to lie about them. Here's what the MAGAs do about their victories. They exaggerate the margins. They call things that aren't mandates, mandates. Donald Trump doesn't have a mandate. He didn't even get more votes than the number of people who stayed home. That ain't a mandate. That's a barely one. So we tell the truth. We celebrate our victories. When we lose them, we try to figure out why, and we continue to tell the truth. I reject the double standards. I reject whataboutism. None of that matters. What matters is telling the truth and getting the message out to people. The Democrats right now are the party of truth and trying to get things right for the middle class.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely
what I got. Best I
no,
got.
No, that's a great one. That's a good one. That's a really good answer.
Thanks for the question, Penny.
And I feel like we need to sit down and have more cups of that coffee with one another right now, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's more things I think in the overall world that we can agree on than we disagree with, disagree on, especially when we're just trying to take care of one another in our states, in our hometowns, our communities. And that's essentially what it's going to all be about. Cause so, we're kind of in this together, right? No matter how we voted, we're kind of in whatever's happening together right
now. So a really interesting story about that. I had a cabbie that took me to the airport. And I told him I do political talk radio, and he said a bunch of stuff, and a lot of it was sort of the classic tropes. And one of the things that I asked him was, you value hard work, right? Like, that's part of what our ethos, our values are about. And if people are willing to work hard, they should be able to live okay. And he said, yeah. And I said, so whatever the amount of work, hard work in a week is, 40 or 50 hours or 60, whatever you want to say it is, somebody who's willing to work 40, 50 or 60 hours of hard work, they shouldn't have to worry about putting food on the table, right? And I walked him through the whole thing. And then we talked about the minimum wage and that it's not. And then I explained to him that we tax work, dollars made from work, way more than we tax dollars made from doing nothing except having money. And there was a little glimmer. It was a little glimmer. So sometimes I think we got to just roll it all the way back and start at, you know, the first principles. I think sometimes that can help get through. Also wanted to share with you, Jamie, and everybody listening, had a little bit of feedback on that toilet paper over the top or from the bottom. Two of our fabulous listeners agreed with me that it's always over the top unless you have a wily cat at home who will unspool your entire TP roll. I'll take that caveat. I'll take that check from our wonderful listeners, Scott and also Chris. Thank you so much, both texting in from WMDX in Madison. I think we got time for at least one more.
Yeah, we have a dog. She doesn't really like the toilet paper on the roll. She likes the actual roll itself, the cardboard roll. And so she likes to carry that around and chew it apart. And it's just kind of disgusting. But that's as far as we go.
My little Finny, who is now 2.5 years old and still weighs like 13 pounds. She's just a tiny little bitty one. She went through a TP phase. And I'm very happy to say, like, grew out of it. So I can go the hospitality route and have my TP in the over orientation. We ran out of time. We're going to have to build in more time for these Ask Maggie questions. Folks, you can always get on the action with the limited time that we have for this segment. If you want to email your questions to askmaggie@civicmedia.us. askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Greetings to Brian in Green Bay, Ollie in the Northwoods, Barb in Deerfield, Wisconsin. Happy Friday. Whizzer in Richland Center. When we come back, we got Terry Barr